Far from a wisp of wind or a flicker flame, this third member of the Trinity was the cosmic force behind glossolalia speaking in a learnt language, empowering the disciples to speak and be understood by people of every language gathered that day. Imagine the scene. Diverse crowds, united by an apostolic message delivered in their native tongues. This wasn't just impressive. It was a divine statement that faith has no language barriers. The power of glossolalia in spreading Christianity can't be understated. This miraculous gift brought inclusivity front and center, reinforcing that God's message isn't limited by geography, culture, or dialect. Each word spoken was a bridge built, a heart touched, a community formed. As for the aftermath, think of Pentecost as the ultimate launch party for the church. It set off a domino effect of discipleship, spiritual vitality, and unstoppable momentum. From then on, Christianity bloomed not just in Jerusalem, but spiraled outwards to the Mediterranean and beyond.